Daphne Carr is an American music expert and writer. The focus of her research is not classical, but popular music, a field that only recently has warranted attention from academics. Carr's passion for writing started within what is commonly referred to as the zine culture, zines being small and often underground publications that became popular in America in the 1980s and 1990s. She has stayed true to the underground and found a new favorite in the Czech Republic, the Plastic People of the Universe, who she learned about when she first came to Prague in 2000 to take summer courses. Carr now teaches a class on popular music at Charles University's Institute of Musicology. I talked to Daphne about her course, the unique Czech genre of tramp music, and what first piqued her interest in music.
Well, I think the first alternative record that made an impression on me was Radiohead's Creep. I guess it was the music video when I was 13 or 14 years old, because I grew up in a pretty small town where everyone was listening to funk music and classic rock and things like that. And I saw Radiohead on you know, late night MTV, and I said, there's a band that is cool. You know, they're doing something different. The sound is strange. And I really identified with the lyrics because they were so outsider. So I was drawn to that immediately and kind of just picked up anything that sounded like that. And that was my descent into the underground. Well, it wasn't the underground, but the alternative. And then from there, the underground.
When did the writing come in? When did you decide music is not something that I enjoy, or underground music is not just something I enjoy, but also something that I would like to look at from an academic point of view, and so on?
Writing, before academic writing, my first writing was zine writing. So I was really, really active in the Riot Girl zine community in the 1990s, and I really loved it. And in fact, my undergraduate degree, I did an independent study on zine culture, sort of researching the history of it. And I've always been really inspired and participating in the underground publishing scene. And from there, became a journalist. And then at some point, I crossed the threshold where I realized I wanted to be able to think more critically and think beyond 2,000 words at a time. My Czech research I've been doing off and on for the last 10 years, which is a luxury in a way, to be able to get to think about the same thing for so long. It's great.
And I hear you're also the editor of the Best Music Writing series. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It's an anthology of English language writing about music, not just popular music, also classical and world music and all different things. And it started in 2000, and I inherited the series, oh gosh, I think in 2006. And it's a labor of love in some ways. I read something like 100 publications regularly, and I read then maybe 2,500 or 3,000 submissions at the end of the year, and from that I pick about 100 of them that then I pass on to a guest editor who's usually a noted music writer or a fiction writer, and that person chooses the final entries, and then that book is published every fall. There's a number of books like Best Sports Writing, Best Nonfiction, Best Fiction, and this is part of that whole set of series that come out in the fall. It's just a sort of commemorate the year's preceding writing. It's very old-fashioned. In the era of online instant connections and things, it's a strange anomaly, but I love it, and it's a real center point for the community every fall.
So to focus in on the Czech Republic connected projects that you're involved in, I understand you came here in 2000 to take summer courses. What was your first impression of the Czech music scene, and then which bands fascinated you?
My first impressions, well, I thought it was very romantic. You know, I was really charmed by the stories that I heard and the incredible dedication of all the people who I met at shows, who were, you know, much different than my experience in New York City, because it's so intergenerational and it's so welcoming of new members in a way. So it's very different than New York, where everyone is kind of giving you a look like, who the hell are you, and with arms crossed and standing in the corner. So I was really thrilled by that and felt welcomed. So that was my first step.
And I understand you also were quite taken by the Plastic People of the Universe.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to, right? That's the most romantic story that is told about Czech music. And in fact, for people in the States, the Plastic People are really the only Czech you know, rock band or any 20th century musicians, maybe besides Janáček, who are known to us. I loved their music. I really identified with their kind of poetic vulgarity and their kind of great, rough sound, you know, and just the fact that it always sounded like they're having so much fun in their records and really just like putting so much passion into it. So I was glad to find that band as a sort of anchor to a whole intellectual world and a whole sort of aesthetic world that is still has, you know, waves coming into the present.
And what brought you back? I understand that you are involved in a project with the Charles University's Institute of Musicology.
Well, I was teaching this year for 1 year, a graduate and undergraduate course on popular music study. First semester, second semester was independent research for the students, doing their own field work on Czech popular music. So my students were working on projects about tramp music and about the sort of emergence of the post-rock scene here in the last decade, and about the relationship between VJs and DJs and live bands in live music settings. And I guess, you know, I think that there have been people who've taught popular music in various parts of Charles University in the social science, and definitely as part of their work in the musicology department. But I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think this might be the first time that there's just been courses dedicated specifically to the scholarly inquiry of popular music, which I'm really excited that it's happening. And I think we'll be editing a special issue of the music journal here dedicated to popular music, which will be great, in Czech, with my students' work and some other people's work.
Would you say that in the Czech Republic there is still focus more on classical music than pop and rock music, especially in terms of scholarly exploration thereof?
Yeah, I mean, it's true everywhere in the world that classical music has been studied for 150 years, and there's so many different ways to study it. I mean, music theory exists to deal with scores, and popular music doesn't have a score. The score is the recording, or maybe even the live show. So it's not as fixed, and so it's kind of harder to know how to approach it. And the first person here, Aleš Opekar, who got a degree and a PhD in popular music, did it from a literary perspective, so looking at the texts, the actual texts of underground songs, and that's a good place to start. And moving from there, you can talk about the social processes and you know, the performance and things like that. And I think it's an emerging field in a lot of places, and I definitely think it's only an emerging field here as well. And I think, you know, you have such a rich tradition of classical performance and composition here, and it's so much part of the national character that I think it makes sense in some ways to have that focus, but I would like to see it expanded.
And what's your take on tramp music?
What's my take on tramp music? I would really love to be able to play it. I think it's one of the unique facets of Czech culture. Hatas and tramping and the whole sort of culture of the outdoors and free spirit and obsession with sort of the romantic narrative of the frontier. It's very special and unique to this country. And I think, like, there's a woman, her first name is Veronica, and I can't remember her last name, but she did a book a couple years ago of photography of hatas, and now she's making a documentary about them, and it's going to be awesome, because it's called Hatarstvi is the name of the book. And, you know, she said in her introduction she didn't know that hatas were strange until she left Czech Republic. Like, the first time she traveled outside, she said, wait, other people don't have hatas? And I sort of feel like people feel the same way about tramp music. They kind of roll their eyes at it and say, you know, they're just drumming on the guitar, it's not even in tune, and everybody's singing out of tune. But it's not until you would go away that you realize, hey, you know, people don't do this anywhere else in the world. It's really unique. So I really appreciate it for that.